Okay, so let's do in the Holy Letters from the Rebbe in Volume 5. And we're doing letter 1487. Baruch Hashem. This is dated the fourth day of Nissan Tufshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to, with the titles over here, to Moshe Sheyichia HaKoyen. And in the notes they say his name is Shayevitz. So the Rebbe is discussing and saying that, you know, wanted to discuss about our common friend, this person, his name with the titles, Yosef Flyer. So he sent me a letter of my father-in-law, of the previous Rebbe, dated the 13th day of Tevis, Tufshin Yud, which was just a few, just almost less than a month before his passing. And in which he writes him, and this is the holy language, that he writes like this, that he told him that you should continue being the president, I guess, in the shul called Shari Tfilo B'nei Ruvain. That's in the shul in Chicago. And may Hashem grant you success. And so he, this is Mr. Flyer, or Rav Yosef the Flyer, he's not sure what the Rebbe meant. What is the meaning here? What does it mean that he should continue? What does the continuation mean? He wants to interpret it that Rebbe says to continue, that it means only for a certain, like just for a certain period to continue, but not more. But I don't interpret it. I don't see no basis for that kind of interpretation in the Rebbe's letter, because it's written in a general way. And my opinion, he should not get involved and leave it up to Hashem, which means that if you place yourself as a candidacy, you put yourself as a candidate also for the voting next time, don't get involved in it at all and allow for them to put you candidacy up if they want to do that. And everything will be with success for what's good for you and what's good for the shul. And it's obvious that when they do choose you in a good and a suspicious time as the president of the shul, so perhaps it would be fitting that you should put an effort to live nearby the shul so that you don't have to trouble yourself so much, you know, with, I'm not sure exactly, maybe because he wanted to be next to the shul, so maybe for Shabbos he just moved next to there, or I don't know exactly what was there. The Rebbe says it's extra trouble to be next to the shul. And instead of that effort, you should invest the energy in matters that are beneficial to the public and for the individual. And for the Pesach festival that is upon us, so much preparation in all Jewish homes, and generally this is two things that we prepare ourselves before Pesach. First, to remove things which are prohibited in Pesach, and also to bring in the things that we need for Pesach. So may Hashem grant us, each and every one of us, that this should also be accomplished in the spiritual level, so that we get rid of all things which are prohibited for every son and daughter of Israel from your domain, so that it will be as the words with chametz, bal yiro, bal yimotze, not be seen and not be found. And that is that also it cannot be even in a place which is hiding. It can't. And we should bring into our properties all the matters that we need in order to serve Hashem in a way of freedom, true freedom, and our sages tell us, or the sages of our sages, Ein lecha ben chayrin al misha isik b'toyra, who is considered a real free person is one who occupies in Torah with blessings for a festival of Pesach, a kosher, and a joyful one. And I am also, as you requested, attaching back the letter of my father-in-law, as you requested, so he's giving him back the letter. So here you see, the Rebbe is guiding him with